This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's defence production has tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees, with over 40 indigenously built warships and submarines delivered since 2014. He said India now produces most of its defence equipment domestically, with a new warship or submarine added to the Navy every 40 days on average. Mr. Modi celebrated Diwali with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwa today.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है. पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है. मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं. 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
Mr. Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defense services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country and abroad today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting of houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion. In a heartwarming display of cultural appreciation, diplomatic missions across New Delhi joined in Diwali celebrations today, extending festive greetings to the people of India. Leaders from Australia, United Kingdom, New Zealand and Singapore shared greetings recognizing Diwali's significance in promoting peace and togetherness across cultures. In Bihar, after the end of the deadline for withdrawal of nominations to the first phase of the assembly elections, a total of 1,314 candidates remain in the fray for 121 assembly constituencies. In this phase, 61 candidates withdrew their nominations. A total of 1,690 candidates had filed nomination papers across 18 districts, out of which 1,375 were found valid. Polling for the first phase will be held on the 6th of next month. Meanwhile, the nomination filing deadline has extended for the second and final phase of the assembly elections, which covers 122 constituencies in 20 districts. The scrutiny of nomination paper will take place tomorrow and candidates can withdraw their nominations by 23rd of October. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the War Room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During the visit, he took stock of the passengers' movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and extended his wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. To ensure smooth travel during the ongoing festive season, the railways is operating over 12,000 special trains. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram tomorrow on a four-day visit to Kerala. On Wednesday, the President will visit the Shabarimala Temple for Darshan. On Thursday, the President will unveil the statue of former President K.R. Narayanan at the Raj Bhavan, Thiruvananthapuram. Veteran Hindi film actor Sri Govardhan Asrani, fondly known as Asrani, passed away today at the age of 84 after a prolonged illness. The actor's nephew, Ashok Asrani, said Asrani breathed his last at around 4 p.m. Best known for his role as a jailer in Sholay, he also starred in hit films like Chupke Chupke, Bhool Bhulaiya, Dhamal. With a career spanning over 5 decades, Asrani's contribution to Hindi cinema, especially in the genre of comedy, was both prolific and profound. U.S. President Donald Trump says a ceasefire between the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas and Israel is holding even as Israel continues its deadly strikes. His comments came as Israel launched a new wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip today, killing at least 15 civilians, including a journalist, after an explosion killed 2 Israeli soldiers near Rafah. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka defeated Bangladesh by 7 runs in Mumbai tonight. Electing to bat first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka scored 202 for 9 in 48.4 overs. In reply, Bangladesh fell short of the target, managing 195 for 9 in their allotted overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.